with a dictation for Jamaica Davis, JAMIKADAVIS. Date of service is 4/12/2022, and date of birth is 1/13/1983. Date of service, date of accident is 1/11/2022. Miss Jamaica Davis is the victim of the automobile accident where she was injured in a rear. And she was rear-ended on the driver's side, and the impact caused her headaches. She started having dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of memory, and ringing in the ear, and fearful of the event. Along with this, patient started having subarachnoid hemorrhage that was detected after she went to the hospital for a CT scan. Although initially she was seen by primary care physician, but then she was put on Keppra for a week, and she has done very well. However, the headaches have been present. They have not gone better, and the bleeding in the brain was present in the occipital area and some in the frontal area also. She has done significantly well. No surgical options have been applied to her. I'm sure she's seeing a neurologist at the hospital, Dr. Lane, L-A-N-E, next week. She's keeping up with that. And an MRI of the complete spine and MRI of the brain with and without contrast with NeuroQuant study was ordered on the last visit in March 25th, has not been done. I would advise the patient to get that done. Along with this, the TBI study has been done at this time for for the nystagmus vestibulogram. It reports that she's suffering from extreme anxiety, depression. She's only able to sleep 2 to 3 hours. She can walk okay, but sitting is difficult. She starts feeling severe pain in the lower back. And when she bends over, the headaches are worsened. And she reports that her physical therapy and is helping her a little bit, and she has no diabetes, but she complains of numbness of the both feet and numbness of second and third finger on both hands. Along with this, she has a pain in both knees, which is tolerably okay, like 4 and 5. Overall, there is no radiation of pain in any dermatome fashion. Pain is overall 8 on a scale of 1 to 10. 60% pain is relieved with the current pain management protocol. The areas that are affected are sleep 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, and enjoyment of life and work and general activities affected 8. The mood, walking ability, and relationship with other people is affected 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. System review, and the neurologist psych patient has ongoing severe headaches around 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front and the back. Incidentally, she has a bleeding in the brain. Along with this, there is a dizziness, vertigo, difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, weakness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, anxiety, depression, panic, and in the pain and numbness, patient has a severe stiffness in the neck, into the both shoulders, and lower back stiffness, along with pain in the lower back, mid-back, upper back, neck, and both shoulders. She reports of pain in the both hips and both ankle and feet, mostly is numbness and tingling with moderate difficulty walking. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, pain level has remained the same, and there's no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse none is reported, and the compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 156 over 108, pulse is 76, pulse ox is 96. The rest of the physical examination is from previous visit of 3/25/2022, dictation number 0328-054. The general review, musculoskeletal examination, and extremities examination. The diagnosis remains the same. She has a extreme anxiety and panic. So we are providing Paxil 12.5 milligram at night for 15 days and then to double up 25 milligram daily for 30 days. The instruction was provided for suicidal ideation issues and hydroxyzine 25 milligram PRN basis, one or two tablets every 8 hours have been advised. Tylenol with codeine number 3 every 12 hours has been provided. The maps are reviewed and the last labs have been reviewed. And the patient has a medication. She's to continue with Furoset, one or two every 6 hours. They were provided on the last visit. Gabapentin, 600 twice a day. Aleve 50 milligram at night. Flexeril every 12 hours. And the patient will be seen in 15 days time. Therapy orders are already given. She does have a bilateral sacroiliitis, as we found. So she has been advised to go to the ER if ever any seizure come or she passes out, loses balance, for further review. Thank you.